And if you thought teetering on the fiscal cliff wasn't scary enough,
the dairy industry is calling it the milk cliff. Just like tax rates, if Congress doesn't approve a farm bill by January 1st, price of milk could go up. Way up.
The dairy cliff? No! But latte-drinking, cereal-crunching listeners, fear not. Kirk Kardashian is here to tell us how Washington has saved us too from the dairy cliff. Kardashian is author of Milk Money, Cash, Cows, and the Death of the American Dairy Farm. He joins us now from Hanover, New Hampshire. Kirk, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So first question, that was more than a little tongue-in-cheek, but seriously, tell us, what is the dairy cliff and why were so many people worried about it?
Well, the dairy cliff was the automatic reversion to the 1949 Farm Bill of the dairy support price. So the Farm Bill was supposed to expire, did expire at the end of September, but one of the provisions in there for the dairy support price expired at the end of the year. And if the Farm Bill was not extended, the support price would go back to the price from 1949, which was about double what it is today.
And so this is why we wanted to get you on the show and ask you about this, because in every news report that I read over the past 2 days or so, there was all this information about the fiscal cliff, tax policy, marginal tax rates, et cetera. Then down at the bottom, there would be a line that says, and the milk price isn't going to double, if Congress can reach a deal or the milk prices won't double. And in fact, on average around the nation right now, a gallon of milk costs $3.53, and had we not averted the dairy cliff, it would have been up to $7. But the question is, it's because, as you were saying, it's all wrapped up in the Farm Bill, which I thought was having a really hard time getting renewed and passed through Congress for the entirety of last year.
Yeah, well, it was. Congress was debating the Farm Bill over the summer, and a version passed the Senate, but it got stalled in the House. And then, since the Farm Bill is a major budgetary item, it basically got wrapped up with the fiscal cliff debate. And then, obviously, that was a very protracted debate. And so the Farm Bill was sort of just orphaned, and it was left to the last minute for it to be resolved.
But was it resolved, or was it just this, the government not having to support the price of milk, which was resolved? Was the Farm
Bill? Well, what happened in the end is that the Farm Bill was extended for 9 months as part of the House bill that was sent to President Obama for him to sign. So it was just basically kicked down the road for about 9 more months, but it gave Congress some time to think about the Farm Bill and to actually pass a new Farm Bill instead of just renewing the old one, also without causing the dairy prices to go up.
So this is what's so interesting to me, because on the one hand, the milk industry, the dairy industry was saying, beware the dairy cliff, because if we do have to revert to the old Farm Bill, the government would be required to use taxpayer dollars to support farmers, and that would be one of the things that would raise the price of milk. On the other hand, the renewal of the Farm Bill was an opportunity both for farmers, for the ag industry, for consumers even, to take a sort of a modern 2012-2013 look at what we need from this very, very important piece of legislation. And now I'm reading that because they've kicked the can to September, a lot of people are saying this may not be such a great thing, because we're basically starting from zero again in a fiscal climate where maybe farmers won't get everything that they want or need or could have gotten in 2012.
Well, that could be true. As part of the debate this summer over the Farm Bill, there was going to be a pretty big reform of the dairy provisions in the form of the Dairy Security Act, which would have gotten rid of a lot of subsidies for dairy farmers, but also given them the opportunity to buy cheap margin insurance in exchange for the farmers agreeing to do a supply control program, which would prevent too much milk from going out in the market. And a lot of farmers are in favor of the Dairy Security Act. Unfortunately, because the Farm Bill didn't really get passed, that act sort of fell by the wayside, and it did not get rolled into the extension of the Farm Bill. So now we have a new Congress coming in, and dairy lobbyists are going to have to spend a lot of time sort of re-educating the new new congressional members about the validity of this act.
So did, as a final question, Kirk, did Congress do anybody a favor by helping us avoid the dairy cliff and pushing decisions on the farm bill down the road by 9 months?
Well, yeah, I mean, farmers are happy that some decision was made, and now they have more of a safety net because the MILC program, sort of subsidy, was reinstated at the higher prices from the 2008 Farm Bill. So they have a better safety net now, and they have a little bit more assurance that they can make a sustainable wage for the next 9 months. But at the same time, there's going to be another fight about the Farm Bill over the next couple months, and we don't know what's going to happen. Mm. So there's lingering uncertainty.
Lingering uncertainty sounds an awful lot like the other cliff that we just sort of averted. Kirk Kardashian is the author of Milk Money, Cash, Cows, and the Death of the American Dairy Farm. Thanks so much for joining us today, Kirk.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, we'll speak with State Senate President Therese Murray about what's on her legislative agenda this new year. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.